Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you. Chose that you should exist. Chose you. Consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed. And we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all mind, all heart, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way, and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be. That you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of. That you deserve the existence you have been given, or it would not have been granted to you. That you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light. For you are nothing else.
And you're listening
to Revolutionary Life. Hang on a second. You're listening to Revolutionary Life?
Mm-hmm.
Right here on Blog Talk Radio. Revolutionary Life. And I'm your host, Gary. You know, we're here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Monday through Friday, guys. Yeah. And tonight, and I'm your host, Gary. I said it again. Tonight, guys, we're going to dive deep. And I'm going to lean in on some folks here, probably. But all of us, we'll probably, hopefully all of us will pick up on this subject matter. As you see, if you're on my site, you'll, of course, see the title of our show, Know Thyself. And we ask a question. The question is, how we doing? Now, you got to remember, this is a call-in show, right? So at a certain point in the show, don't start off now, at a certain point in the show, I set aside a whole section of the show, just for you. So hang on. But if I got a chat room, I'm going to be opening up my chat, and I'm going to be giving out my phone number, and my lines are going to be open, and it's going to be your time to shine. It is a call-in show. But I'll announce that call-in period. Right now, I want to frame the material here. The title, just to give you a heads up on what kinds of things we want to talk about tonight, if you want to join us. Know thyself is an old saying. It's an ancient saying. Most of you people have heard it before. And if you're looking at my site, I got slides going by. And some of those slides has know thyself in different languages. Right? So it's quite ancient in its terminology. But what about its meaning? And we're going to delve into a little bit of that tonight. I got a personal question in that title, I think. How are we doing? Is that still a goal? Do people consider that to be a worthwhile saying, maybe even a goal in life? Maybe there might be people out there who have made that a goal in life. How about that? And there are people who think it's just a nice saying, but they ain't got time. They're too busy, you know, with life to stop and do that, because that's got some levels to it. You can know yourself biologically, so know about your body, get a book on your health, study that kind of thing. You can know about your environment, right, all that. So it's got levels. So some people have actually taken the time to pursue this idea of know thyself to the point where they're into themselves, you know, really into observing themselves and all that good stuff and trying to understand. People go to analysts. People spend money. You and I know that, right? This ain't just woo-woo stuff. I could be. But people have, you know, Sigmund Freud made a living out of this. Why would you go to an analyst? Why you go to someone to consult you about your personal feelings and emotions and thoughts and ideas and life, depression, that kind of thing, you know? And so we seek to know ourselves. Why do I do this? Why do I feel this way? Why do my life seems to take these turns? You know, there are people who will counsel you and advise you. There are life coaches out there. So, hey, know thyself ain't no joke. There's some folks out there who are seeking to do just that because they, you know, well, you know, what's the goal? Of course, the goal is to live a better life, I assume. right? The more you know. The more you know, the more you may be able to build, structure, create, mold, fashion a better life. The more you know, the more experiences you have. If you consider knowledge as experiences, all right? So if you've been out, you've been around the block a few times, got some good experiences, you've seen some things, been some places, met some folks, you may be able to create something with all that experience that reflects all that experience that's new and different to someone who hasn't had those experiences, who would be educational to them, for instance. A new experience for them. And so even if you're reproducing something in music, reproducing something in poetry, reproducing something in an art, video, film, right? You've been there, done that. You can do it pretty, you learn how to relay that through some medium. Somebody can benefit from it. Sure. I relate to it. Know that self. People doing it. So we asked that question in the title tonight, guys. How you doing? If you're doing it, if that's a goal. Is that a goal? Or like I said, it could just be a cute saying, a deep saying. You like to remind people of it. You like for people to remind you of it. You probably got a sign over your door that says, know thyself. And so, but when you think about the question of how you're doing at that, you have to ask yourself everything from, am I doing that? And how far along am I? Have I accomplished that? And the goal and the benefits. That's the goal. And the benefits that comes with it. Like more control over my life. More self-control. Even inside of my own head. And so, how you doing? That's what we're asking. And so, and again, know yourself can be on all levels, guys. So think about it. Tonight we're going to think about it. I just think about it. Talk about it. Because I don't believe you believe. I don't believe you can believe. I don't know how you can believe. Especially if you value that statement, especially if that's a goal in life, to know yourself, if you think that's a real thing, and that's something you tell your kids and folks who ask. Is that important? Why is that an ancient saying? Is that important? Should I start doing that? And what does that look like? You don't even know what that really looks like in practice. Have you ever seen it? You know anybody who knows themselves and can tell you how that feels or what that looks like or the benefits, the goodies that come with that, the power that comes with that, the power of the illusion, not the illusion of power that comes with that. Well, how you doing? That's what we're going to talk about tonight. Some people are spiritual people, metaphysical, that kind of thing. They think in those terms. Either that's because they're religious, and they have gods and angels and whatnot. Spiritual beings or spiritualists, they don't even have to be religious. Some people are very spiritual. All that to me is spiritual. Religious is not. Religious is just institutionalized spiritualism. Crystallized, institutionalized spiritualism. And it had a lot of boundaries. Spiritualism in itself still exists in the outside of that, but it doesn't have so many boundaries. You can go, in fact, it preaches limitlessness. And so I asked the question in a previous presentation, and all of my presentations are archived. And so if you look on my page, if you're looking at my screen now, my page now, and you scroll down, you will see an on-demand section. All of our shows are, all of our shows are on those listings. You pick the topic and you can listen to them anytime at your leisure. This show, about an hour from now, will be on that list, that on-demand list. And so if you can't stay for the whole show, if you miss the show, you can always pick it up on demand. How you doing? And so we asked about know yourself. I know you. If I asked you if that was a good saying, you might say, yeah, that's a good saying. We all need to know ourselves. The better we know ourselves, the better we are. How many people would disagree with that? I'm just asking how you doing. Have you chosen it as a goal in your life? And so, tonight, we're going to talk about that. On a biological level, scientific level, how much do you know about your physical body? Let's don't even get spiritual for a moment. You know, I do a whole... I'll make it short. I do a whole presentation, and it's down there in my on-demand section. I do a whole presentation on health, a couple of them, since this COVID's come out. And so in those presentations, I talk about how your health is your responsibility, not the government. Not the pharmaceutical companies, not the medical field at all. All right, primarily, first line of defense is you against any disease. Not a good medical system. So if you look at those presentations, they all put the blame back, put the primary responsibility, I'd say, on us. But how well do we know us? You go to bed every night and wake up every day with your body. And the first time something hurts on it or goes wrong with it, you go to a stranger and ask, what's wrong with me? You don't find that interesting. It is true. It is true, and I know it for a fact, that if I have a discussion with you about there's only a few people out there I can have a scientific discussion with about the human biological system. And we can talk about the human circulatory system. You have one. You own one. You walk around with one every day. So listen up. I mean, I'm talking to you. I'm talking about us. So if I talk to you about the circulatory system, your blood pumping, your blood and veins and arteries and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it can carry a coherent conversation about those things, but you have them. You walk around with them every day. How close can anything be to you than this body you walk around with and go to bed with and wake up with every day? Yet when you need help with it, its physical condition, pains, aches and pains, diseases, you turn to someone and ask a professional, someone who studies the body, a medical professional, someone who studies the human body, and you ask them, what's wrong with my human body? He don't know. They don't know. They had never seen you before. Maybe you got a family doctor, but if you don't, this person ain't never seen you before. They're going to ask you to have a seat and put a clipboard in your hand. And you're going to tell them the information you had when you walked in that door. You got more information when you walked in that door than they have about what's wrong with you. If you know you, If you knew you, you'd know what was wrong with you. So I asked that question in my title to this show called Know Thyself. I asked that question again. How you doing with that? Are you coming? Do you know you? Obviously, on a biological, on a physical level, and some of y'all think you're just physical. I'm talking about people who are spiritual a minute ago, but there are people who are not spiritual. They are very much material. They're very much, they're atheists, yeah, and they don't have any religion, but they still might believe in life, which is just light, which is just spirit, I would imagine, which is energy when we're dealing with terms, which let's call it energy, which is light. Which is life, as opposed to no life. And so everybody will agree that knowing yourself would be beneficial. You wouldn't have to go to anybody to deal with ills, diseases in yourself, a counselor, an analyst. I'm going to go pay $60 to $100 an hour to lay on a couch because I'm dealing with some issues or whatever within, internally. Because there's somebody who went to school to learn more about my mind and my body than the one who carries one around with him every day, you. You let your kids grow up in a body and have them concentrate on mathematics, STEM, and not biology, sociology, how to live among each other. Them scientists are too soft, I think. So you can get them into a lab somewhere, engineering. They'll be smart. At least they'll be technical, be smart in a technical world, a robotic AI world, metaphysical, metaverse. So ain't they finna do metaverse? So that's the world, baby. That's where it's going, it looks like. That's a direction, it looks like. And so, yeah, STEM will put you right in that category, code writing, all that good stuff. But your health, your body, nature, natural shit is going to be less and less desirable. Like I've done this in my health presentation, but I won't do it again, but I'll just say it's easier and cheaper for you to buy an orange drink than to buy orange juice. It's cheaper you to buy gasoline mixed with fermented corn, cheap ass fermented corn, ethanol, than it is for you to buy pure gas. And so you go ahead and you live that artificial life, half-assed life that you've gotten used to. But you don't have to. You can know that self. And like you would all probably all agree, there's some benefits to that. I just want to know how you're doing. What you're doing. If you're not doing that, if you don't prioritize that, if you don't think that's a priority in your life at all, haven't thought about it till now. I just talked about biologically just now, how your circulatory, respiratory system works, your digestive system works, your nervous system works, how your skeletal system is built, what it needs to survive, what makes it live and gives it health. What if I say calcium about bones? Does that ring a bell? But if I ask you how much of that you got today, could you tell me? On purpose. How much of that you seeked out today on purpose because of your bones and you knew what they needed. And so you purposely made a point of getting some of that today for that reason, with that concept in mind. You know, citrus, vitamin E, zinc, vitamin D3, zinc, shit like that, strengthen your immune system. If you know anything about an immune system and how it works, I don't know, you're carrying around one. That's what gets me. You're going to bed and waking up every day with one. How close can anything be to you than being you, part of you? The tools in which you use to work this world, to walk in this world, move in this world, they're yours. If that's the first thing you say, don't touch me. This is my body. Really. Talk to me about it. How does your central nervous system function? What does it need to survive? Why is your body attacking itself? That's an autoimmune disease. Autoimmune diseases are diseases where your own body, like muscular dystrophy, like HIV caused, could cause, may have caused the body to attack itself as foreign. What's up with that? It just went crazy, it just went berserk, they guess mutated or, you know, come on now. Whatever it was a disease in the body, right? And so, know thyself. Can't even start with this body. When I say, how you doing, how much of yourself do you know? It's the only question I'm asking. I'd like for you to think about getting up in the morning. It won't cost you nothing to do that. Think about getting up in the morning. And first thing you say is to yourself is, how I'm doing, knowing myself, who I am, what I want, what I'm here for, what will make me happy today. Some things I want to settle today and move on with today, get out of the way today. You know, that I'd be glad if I could get out of the way today. That would make me feel better about things. Right? If I knew myself, I could have those benefits. And so, ask yourself how you're doing and knowing who you are. Well, I think I know what I want in life and all that. That ain't who you are. Because what you are in life, well, a printer or a plumber, if I say, who are you? And you say, I'm an artist. That's what you do. That's a skill you have. That's a talent, a characteristic. That ain't your nature. Who are you? Well, I'm Mr. or Mrs. That's your name. Who are you? I'm so-and-so's husband. That's your marital relationship. Before you were married, you were somebody. Who are you? You don't hear me. The title of this presentation tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is Know Thyself. And it asks the question, how are we doing with that? How are we coming along with that? Those who are dedicated to it, working towards it consciously, those who think it's a good idea, and maybe spend some time trying to check that out, spend some money going to analysts and consultants and what they call coaches, life coaches and whatnot, trying to figure that out. And those who don't even, who think it's a good idea but have never really paid any attention to practice, trying to get there as a goal. It's not that valuable to them to know who they are. Because I don't have to get intellectual or metaphysical or any of that. I just started right now. Just now, I just started with your physical body. I asked you about your digestive system and how it works. I asked you about your immune system and how it works. You got one. You own one. I ain't saying nothing strange. Something you're looking at from afar. I'm asking something you're walking around with every day. How well do you know your physical body? Before we even get into how you know your emotions and your goals in life and all that good shit. You can't tell me how your body works. And you got one. Always have had one. What do you know? You go to bed with it and wake up with it every day. And the first time it ain't acting right, you go to a stranger who ain't seen you before and say, hey, what's wrong with me? How we doing is what I'm asking tonight. How we coming? I know thyself. How do we look at know thyself? Like I said, maybe not even be important to you. But some of us believe there's some value in that term. And it's worth attempting to do as a goal to know that stuff. There's some benefits in that, some values. There's some benefits you can get out of that. There's some power. There's some control over your life that comes with the ability of the more you know of you, yourself, I guess. Some people say if you know yourself, you know the rest of the story about this world you live in. Maybe that's why it's an ancient saying. And it seems to be wise and repeated often. Know thyself. Must be a very important lesson, I would think. It's hanging over your door. It's on your bumper stickers. It goes back to ancient times. Some of the smartest, well, some of the most intelligent people in the world, of the world, have promoted that slogan as a key, as a way up, a way out, however you look at it. How we doing? For those of you who are spiritual beings, who consider yourself a spirit, on a physical journey in this life. You're pretty sure that life doesn't live and die. It's born and it dies. It doesn't live and die. Life sees birth and death. Birth and death doesn't happen to life. It happens in life. I've told you time and time again, birth is the opposite of death. Death is not the opposite of life. birth is. Don't get it twisted. Life is light. Light is life. Energy. It don't go anywhere. Cannot be created or destroyed. Remember that? Laws of physics. How well do you know yourself? If we can't get past your body, I ain't even talking about your mind. If you can't get past your biology, how you doing on this know yourself thing? Are you looking in the mirror? Are you expecting the outside world to explain to you what's going on the inside world? That's one way people do it. At least you can see a picture of yourself, what you've created around you. That's yours. Own it. That says something about you. You can use it as an education. But there's a lot of ways to learn to know yourself. Meditation, people do, people go inside kind of thing. But I suggest you start with COVID and all this stuff going on, all this dis-ease going on. I suggest you get a handle on you, starting with your health. I know there's levels to this shit. Let's start at the very least, the one that'll take you out of here, for sure. And that's your health. That's a critical one, don't you think? In order for you to go to work every day and make that money and go and chase that bag or your talent or your dreams or whatever it is, all that chasing is going to require a body, don't you think? Doesn't history say something and demonstrate that to you yet? But it's the last thing you want to talk about, I know. Tune into Health Nut channels and herbalists and all that good shit. You got doctors and pharmaceutical company commercials on TV that tell you what to take for aches and pains. Because you don't know where they came from all of a sudden. Well, who was supposed to know? Before you went to the doctor and asked him what was wrong with me, whose responsibility was it supposed to know before you even got in the car and went to the doctor, before you called the doctor? Already had decided that you needed to call a doctor. That means you gave up. You have no idea how it started, and you have no idea how to stop it or reverse it. And so you reached out. I understand. Let's get to know ourselves. And we ain't got to be woo-woo about it, spiritual about it, if you don't want to. But if you're a spirit, if you're one of them people that believe I'm on a physical journey, yeah. I was born and I'm going to die. I'm going to mature and grow old and pass. I understand that. That's how life works. But I'm going to live just the same. They're a spirit. You can't kill a spirit, right? Spirits don't die. Bodies do. So they believe they're a spirit here on this earth in a physical body, like an avatar. Because this particular planet, you know, has certain conditions that if you don't meet, you have a hard time surviving here. And so like an avatar, you have a body that ain't you because you've seen a body that is quote unquote dead. It's not responding. There's no life in it. Light in it. There's no light in it. There's no energy in it. The heat is gone. It's a cold body, dead. When you think of death, you think of a cold body. Not 98.5. So that energy is gone. And you can tell the difference. It's a body, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, all that, but it ain't working. Your body is working. Something's the difference in there is energy, light, life. So check it out. Get a handle on that. You know what you're going to find out when you look at your body? When you stop and check yourself out and say, I need to build a relationship with my body. You know, that ain't new age. Shit. Talk to an athlete who loses his career when something breaks or goes sprung or, you know, he hurts himself. How valuable, or anybody who lost a body part or body function after having had it at some time. If you thought you could maintain your body, you know, I've heard people say, check this out. I've said this myself. I want to live to get old, very old, right? But I don't want to be decrepit old. I don't want to be broken down old. Can you envision that? I don't want to be helpless old, invalid old, right? Not working. That means physically. That means physically, my body. So we all want to live, get old, but we don't want to be, have folks have to depend on everybody for everything and sick and back and forth to the hospital and all this kind of stuff. In pain, on medications of all kinds and stuff. We'd like to have our health. How you get that? What kind of work you do to get that? What kind of investment do you make towards that kind of a future? That's all I guess I'm saying. How do you invest in that? Do you purposely do it? Is there something you get up and do just so? I know people who the first thing they do in the morning is drink a beer. You don't hear me. It's more common in my community, maybe in yours. And maybe just the drink is different, and the alcohol is different. Could be a martini, but that's before breakfast. Now, to me, that's extraordinary. That's outside though what I would consider normal for alcohol consumption, for beer drinking. Beer drinking, in my mind, is always relaxing, getting high, relaxing, getting a buzz, whatever, and enjoying myself. Not breakfast. It ain't funny, but I've always thought it was strange that some of the best people I know, they want to have a beer in the morning before anything else. Right? And they habits like this. And if I mentioned something about a vegetarian diet to some of my own family, they'd laugh at me. Boy, you were raised on hog maw, pig part, pig tails, pig feet, pork, beef, pork, chicken. You were raised on meat. What do you mean? Vegetarian. I don't know. So I argued with them at a young age when they came up, but I quit arguing after a while. Many of them are gone now. Nobody killed them. No plane crashes. All health problems. All health problems down to the one. And so COVID, all this stuff is out there. If you're going to know thyself, let's start somewhere. That's my presentation. Let's start somewhere. And if we're going to start somewhere, let's don't even start with the mind and trying to get to a psychiatrist or a consultant or a religion or an ideology even. Start with trying to understand your body. Now, it's going to blow your mind. Biology about you, things about you you didn't know, is going to blow your mind. How your shit works is going to blow your mind. Because you can't build another one of these. your body. I'm pointing at my body. Your body. It's so fucking complicated, man. You got liquids, gases, and solids all working together. Skin, blood, and gases. Blood, gases, gases. The gas you blow out your butt, gases. Belching, gases. You got all those different states of being functioning all at one time inside of you. When the last time you checked your, you know, your heartbeat? I don't know. It ain't stopped beating, but you didn't have to pay attention to it. Right? Unless it stops. Unless you got a medical condition. Unless you've gone to the hospital. Unless you had open heart surgery before. Unless you've had a bypass before. Unless you're carrying a pacemaker inside of you. Unless you're suffering from a cardiovascular disease. You see what I'm saying? You just touch your heart. You just reach for your heart where it hurts. Somebody breaks it, maybe. Where that pain is a way of telling you that you're resisting your natural self. All disease, someone said once, is a result of resistance to your natural self. You think you know better. But I just asked you about yourself. How much of yourself do you know? The topic of the show is Know Thyself. And I asked the question, how you doing with that? And I didn't go into your mental and your consciousness and all that good shit. A state of mind, state of consciousness. No. Let's start with something very basic. Something that'll take you out of here. Your life, your body. Something that'll take you out of commission. A sick body. There's COVID and all these variants out there, guys. There's been pandemics, guys. There's masks and vaccines and whatnot, hospitalizations and deaths. If you've been watching all this and they got you freaked out, and because you don't want it to happen to you, right? What's your first line of defense? Same shit I've been telling you for a long time. It's you. So when somebody starts talking to you about and your natural self, and you don't know about your natural self, learn about it. I ain't telling you to go to a health food store, but goddamn. You want your health? Take some time out. If you don't want your health, don't take some time out. Wait for a new vaccine to come along or a pill you can take. And then you can go back to eating and doing whatever you've been doing. A beer first thing in the morning. A beer in the afternoon. And a beer at night. It's a lifestyle I've observed. Might be antidotal. You might not have heard of things like that. You might have been like me. I thought all that was reserved for holidays and weekends. And late night. End of work day kind of thing. Kickback time. Fun time. Baseball game. Weekend. Party. But then during the day, back to work, during the week, drinking, being so drunk, knowing I got to go to work the next day, stopping at lunchtime at work to go get a beer or liquor, bringing liquor onto the job. I've seen it all, baby. And then you wonder what's wrong with me. And so I didn't do this to do a thing on health food, guys. I did a whole lot of that. Just check my on demand because I talk about health a lot and taking responsibility for your health as opposed to leaving up to pharmaceutical companies in the medical industry because they're private and private companies are businesses. And businesses have a different mission statement and their foundation founding documents. They have a different reason for being, statement of purpose. their interests fundamentally are different from public good. It's called good of my shareholders, investors, and stockholders and company, the life of my company, and profits. Right. That's what everybody's going to be getting. Shareholders going to increasing. They don't come unless they're going to increase their money. They don't invest unless they think they're going to get something out of it. It's an exchange. And so if you want to keep them investors happy every quarterly, then you got to produce. You got to come out with a new phone every 12 months. You think there's some new technology busting off every 12 months that you got to go get a new phone? Whatever they're going to be putting out next year, next October, is already... All right. So, know thyself. That shit deep. It's got levels. Tonight, I thought I'd start just with the material shit, your biology, your ability to walk and talk. And I wanted to know if you knew how that worked. And I told you, you would be amazed. That's why people go to school and colleges, right, to become medical professors and learn about the body, because it is deep, man. It's fucking deep. What's going on in there right now? Your nervous system, your sense of smell, taste, touch, you know how that works? Do you know how much electrical charge you're walking around with right now? Like an eel, like an electric eel, you could touch something to shock it out the water. You own so much electricity as you walk. You're made of electricity, it seems. Every cell in your body has an electrical charge, positive or negative. Inside and outside chalk. And so that makes you electrical. That's what I'm saying. But it's deep, man. That's all. Just take my word for it. It's going to blow your mind just trying to fit you. You know, that's why I said the colleges and shit, medical schools and shit, because it blows your biology classes, because it blows your mind. And if it'll blow your mind, if it's that deep, it's worth taking a look at, man. It's worth learning some shit from. It's nature. It got that through nature. All disease, it is said, is from resistance, is a result of resistance to the natural self. It ain't rocket science. We got to get back in rhythm with just our nature. We can keep it at bay if it gets into violence or whatever. Our feelings, if we get into our feelings, if we get triggered, if we feel some kind of way, we have to work with that. But we need to get back to our nature. Civil law versus natural law have failed us. Too much of one, not enough of the other, I should say. There's an imbalance going down. But you don't know what you need for your body. You don't know what to fight for. You don't know the minimums to fight for, your basic survival needs. You forget what they are. You think you can live off the corner store potato chips and beer. A potato chip is just grease, starch, and salt. And if it's hot, some hot sauce. You drink an orange drink that ain't never seen an orange. It's an illusion. I do a whole section on illusions, part one, part two, part three, part four, and I deal with a lot of different kinds of illusions that are right in front of us every day that we accept. But somehow we got numb to saying one thing, seeing another about it. And so all of a sudden it changed our perspective about that thing. We said it too much. So we're seeing an illusion right in front of us, and we know better. And we should. It seemed like you would. Knowing our mind is a big deal. Knowing our body, blow your mind. Microbiology, all this shit. All the stuff about your physical body and how it works, your respiratory system, how you breathe, what you breathe. Until you're out of breath, you may not think about that. But all this shit you do and got to do, you got to go get presents for Christmas. You got to go to Walmart. You got to go to work. All that shit depends on your ability to breathe, doesn't it? I did a whole thing on health where the main thing was, the main poster I had up was, if you don't make time for your health, you'll be forced to make time for your illness. I like that. So I posted it up. It works. It's true. I like to stick with them things that seem to be valid. And so I'm going to do another section on Know Thyself, where I'm going to talk more about the consciousness and how the mind works and how much do we know about that. I'm ashamed that there are some people who know about what makes your mind work than you do. They can work your mind because of it. And we're going to get into that in this series of Know Thyself. Right now, I'm not talking any mental stuff. I ain't talking no ethereal stuff or metaphysical stuff, no woo-woo. That's not in this presentation. This presentation, I ask you how your muscular system work. You got one. I ask you how your nervous system work, your respiratory system, your circulatory system, your reproductive system. You got one. Can you sit down and explain to me how it works? Or you got to pick up a book or you got to go see somebody when it hurts. And you go to bed, wake up with a body every day of your life, your body, and you swear it's yours. Don't touch me. Don't touch my body. This is my body. I got the right to say what happens to my body. All right, whatever's yours, baby. Look like to me you take a little bit better care of it when shit come down the line like COVID. What about Ebola? What about something even worse comes down the line? How's your immune system going to deal with that? I told you. When I did that presentation on vaccines don't cure anything, I told you that the goal of a vaccine is to kick in your immune system, to activate your personal, natural, personally owned immune system. If that immune system is out of in disrepair, if that immune system is weak or in its youth, if that immune system is in any way not functioning at its best, no vaccine is going to help you. You got COVID. And anything else that come down the pike. Because the vaccine, once they shoot you with the vaccine, they done. Everything, from that point, everything else is left up to your body's response to the shot. Your personal immune system is supposed to now get up and go to work. What if it can't even get up? What if you're taking medications that purposely suppress your immune system? They tell you on the bottle. May make you susceptible to infections. Why? Because you have an overactive immune system causing whatever disease you went to see that doctor for. And so he calmed your immune system down. He calmed your histamines down, which is a reaction to irritants. He calmed your immune system down and it's suppressed now. So you have a suppressed immune system. A vaccine ain't gonna help you. It's kicking a dead horse. if you have a comorbidity. So it gets back down to your health, and I did that in a whole nother presentation, but take care of yourself. Look after yourself. And guys, you can't do that very well without a self, without a manual, without consulting the manual on you. I know nobody sits down when they get a brand new piece of equipment and they get a manual yay thick. They don't sit down and read every page in the manual. We done got in the habit of trying to do things ourselves. And then when we really can't do it ourselves, we'll put a YouTube video on or we'll go to a manual. I get that. Good. Good for you. You ain't giving up on all possibilities getting this done. You're looking at all alternatives. First, you're going to try and see if you can figure out yourself. You always do that. Good for you. At some point, you realize, okay, I need to reach out. I need more information. That's what I really need. You don't know enough to get this job done. And you finally you get a little education while you're on them videos and shit, try to figure out how they did it. You learn some shit you didn't know before. All right. And so we're going to continue this section called Know That Self, guys, and we'll get into the esoteric, we'll get into the mental, and we'll get into the conscious understanding of knowing that self. But there's some people out there that say that they are spirits in a physical body. They don't believe they're just physical. They believe they are spirits here in a physical body. Well, what you doing here, spirit? What's up with that? And what do you need this physical body for? Are you just picked up a physical body, an avatar, so you can come kick it? Or why would you go through all this? If you're a spirit inhabiting a physical body on a physical journey, they say, I'm not just a physical being. I'm a spiritual being on a physical journey. What is that journey? Let's talk about it. What you here for? Why you need this body? What you going to use this tool for? Why'd you get in it? What you in it for? I mean, you're a spirit. You're unlimited. You're limitless, right? You got a view of the whole world. You wise about everything, right? You are everything. Why would you get in here? Why would you pick up on an avatar? Why did you get into a body? Why are you walking among us in that form, in this form of a human body? You're a spirit in a human body having a journey. That's what you tell me, a physical journey. What is that journey? Why are you here, spirit? Why are you here, spirit? What's your goal? What do you need this body for you to be? What do you need this body to do for you before you lay it down? Before you're done with, before you achieve what you're here to achieve? Why you pick one up in the first place? Why you inhabit a body in the first place? You told me you're not a physical body, you're a spirit on a physical journey. So I'm going to ask you in my next presentation, when we do another segment of Know Thyself, we're going to right now I'm just doing biology. You don't know that. We can't even do respiratory system. We can't even talk about nervous system. We can't even talk about the endocrinal system, your hormones, your glands. They got names. They got functions. And you own some. You got one. Or two. Can you talk to me about them? What they made up, what they do? Why they there? what it feels like when they're happy, when they're sad, when they're hurting, when they're not. You know, how they work. How do they serve you? Where on the body can I find them? So that if it's, I feel something ache there, I know that that's the same spot where that organ is, that kidney or liver or whatever. How much you know about a body that you go to bed with and wake up with and expect to move you through this place with every day? Shit, you don't know nothing. In fact, when it hurts, you go to a stranger, a doctor, say, hey, what's wrong with me? Know thyself. It's going to be a nice little series. The next time we're going to talk consciousness, stuff you pay analysts for. But it's all part, it's all, there's levels to this shit. Knowing thyself. But if you're on that road, if you think that's a goal, if you're a spirit on a physical journey and you don't know what that journey is, then maybe know thyself. Maybe that's something we need to be talking. We need to be trying to achieve. We can't sleep on that, can we? When we'd like to know what that journey is, if we're a spirit in a physical body, on a physical journey. Is it just, we just bumping into walls haphazardly, but we have a reason for being, a statement of purpose, a mission statement. That's my rant. I like saying that. Tonight's presentation has been about the old slogan, the ancient slogan. Know thyself. And we ask how we doing. This is a call-in show and we in our call-in section, guys. I donate this whole half of the show for you, my listeners. I call it your time to shine, actually. We in that time. My lines are open. My phone number is area code 563-999-3531. 563-999-3531. If you're on my site, you may see that number as well. 563-999-3531. My lines are open. If you call me, you go straight onto the air. Everybody will hear what you have to say. Everybody will hear my response. I'm going to be opening up my chat room. If you have questions, comments, concerns, put them in the chat. I'll be monitoring that chat, and I'll respond to your questions, comments, and concerns in the chat or over the air if you like. My chat room is open. My lines are open. We're in our call-in section here at Revolutionary Life. I'm your host, Gary, and I'm looking forward to hearing what you think about this term. First of all, know yourself. Know thyself. Is it something worth seeking as a goal? Or is this a nice saying? Something to think about. Or is there some benefits in trying to and actually achieving that goal? Let's talk about it. It's your time to shine, guys. I'm going to give you a little music while you think about it. Speaking on this subject. Let's see what I got for you today. Here's a little music. I'll be right back. We'll be right back. And you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget, guys, Revolutionary Life is here every weekday night, Monday through Friday, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. You never know what the subject's going to be. If you're on my site and you look up in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see that, I think it's the right-hand corner, look at it from you guys' angle, there's a follow button. If you hit that button, you'll be notified when we're live. Across from that follow button is a share button. Learn to share, folks. I was always taught to share, even as a kid. There's a share button. If you know somebody might be interested in these kinds of conversations and would like to engage in these conversations, because remember, this is a call-in show. And we have a chat room and all that good stuff. So your participation is always welcome. I set aside a whole section of this show for that very purpose. Now, we're in that call-in section, as a matter of fact. But also, if you miss my show, if you can't stay for the whole show, just keep in mind, all of our shows are archived. So if you're on my site and you stroll down, you're going to see an on-demand section. All of my previous shows are on that list. Pick the topic. You can listen to the entire show at your leisure. All right? So hang in there. My lines are open right now. My phone number is area code 563-999-3531. My chat room is open. I'll be monitoring that chat. If you have questions, comments, concerns, put them in the chat. I'll respond to that in the chat or over the air if you like. It's your time to shine. Let me give you a little music while you think about it. Okay. You're listening to Revolutionary Life. This is Gary. I'm your host, and you're listening to Revolutionary Life, where we look at the things that affect our lives every day. Where we try to look at them from a revolutionary point of view here. And revolution is just change. And there's a lot of things out there. And there's a lot of things out there that need to be changed. I'm sure you will agree. One of the things we're speaking about tonight is how well we know ourselves. There's an ancient saying, know thyself. What does that mean? What's the benefits of that? Is that worth taking time out to do? How do you learn as you go? You know what I mean? Bumping into shit. Do you leave it up to someone else to know you? An analyst, psychologist, a doctor. Better than you. I'm just saying. The title of our show is To Know Thyself, and we ask a question in that title, how you doing with that? If you don't think it's valuable, if you think it's just a good saying, it ain't worth trying, or you'll learn as you go, or some shit like that, go ahead. I mean, if you have a vehicle, if you had a machine with a handbook, I'm sure you keep that handbook handy. Just in case. You might not sit down and read the whole hand, some thick-ass handbook that comes with a brand new piece of equipment, but you ain't going to throw that handbook away, are you, Jack? No, you're not. You're going to throw that sucker in the glove compartment or somewhere where you can reach and grab it when all else fails. You got to come home. When all else fails, you got to figure out how this shit works. For real. You tried this and you tried that. And that didn't work. Maybe you need to understand a little bit more about the vehicle. And you wouldn't have had to remove all of those other parts down to get to the part that you thought was the problem. That's probably an easier way you could have done it if you understand the shape of the vehicle and how it was built. You'll see somebody else do what you took you all day to do in 5 minutes, damn near. Because they come at it from a more accessible angle, which you didn't know existed. Or they will use a special tool. The thing is, the more you know about the device that you run, then, of course, the better you are able to take care of it. You know what the needles mean. You know what the meters mean on the dashboard, all of them. And so check this out. You'll take the time to do that. Because the benefits are, generally, that you take better care of the equipment. So we said, know thyself. So rather than get into your psychology, all of that kind of stuff, this particular section of know thyself started with something very much close to home, very material. How well do you know your body, you? Know your body. Nobody else's. Yours. I told you we couldn't have a discussion here on how your endocrinal system works. Maybe you've only heard of a mitochondria in school, but you got millions of them. But it doesn't matter. As long as they're doing their job, you're fine. If they stop doing their job, then you're going to go to some stranger and say, hey, my mitochondria ain't working. If you even knew what it was. Our natural body that evolved in nature has evolved to survive in this environment knows a little bit about this environment. The viruses and every shit, anything else in this environment, our body picks up on a little bit of, knows a little bit about it. It's been around a while. But we think we know better. I know. We think if the body is used to getting viruses through its nose, respiratory system through the holes in his face. Keep your hands at your face kind of stuff, because the viruses can get into the liquid in your eyeballs, the liquid in your eyes, the nose, the nasal passages, like a cold or flu virus does. Your body didn't anticipate that, you thought you know better, so you stick it right into my arm. Unexpectedly. Don't come through the regular channels, as most viruses historically has in nature. You stuck it straight in my arm. Caught me by surprise there, my immune system says. What do you want me to do with this? It doesn't look like a virus. It looks like a piece of a virus. But we're going to take care of it because it's foreign. If you got a good immune system. And so, how well do you know you? Is the question that we ask. And we didn't go woo-woo. We're talking about your body, your own personal body. Because when you get sick, you go to a stranger and say, hey, what, look at me and examine me and tell me what's wrong with me. Well, shit, he don't know. Probably the first time he ever seen you. You know more about where you've been and what you've been doing, eating, your habits, your behaviors, whether you're on any medication, whether your family has a history, all the stuff you're going to put on that clipboard when he sticks it in your face. You're going to give him all that information. He's going to plug them symptoms into a computer. Every disease you can name, gets its name from a collection of correlating, co-activated symptoms. Symptoms that are come together. Yeah, i.e., if you got a runny nose and scratchy throat, you may have a cold, a rhinovirus of some kind. If you got a runny nose and a scratchy throat, sore muscles, and a fever, a collection of symptoms, you may have a flu, an influenza. And so every disease is defined by a collection of symptoms. And so your doctor going to go put them symptoms in the computer. The computer going to come back and say, that sounds like this. And they're going to give you a prescription, not for the disease, because it's a clinical diagnosis. They're not sure what it is. They got to take some tests. Therein lies the road. But I do that in a whole nother presentation, guys. We go into that. How well do you know you? Now, and now we're going to do a segment on Know Thyself. This time we talked just about your physical body, and it'll blow your mind if you ever try to learn about how it works so you can take care of it like you would a good vehicle or something. Keep that, at least get a handbook and keep it over there sitting on the table. A human body handbook. They got one for males. They got one for females. It's a thick book. You ain't got to sit down and read it. It's like a manual. But when shit get wrong, open the book before you call somebody who don't know you or care about you. Tell the truth. The truth be told. A government or a pharmaceutical company or a private entity, hospital, practice. COVID ought to be teaching us something now. All this pandemic, all these shots. They're talking about a fourth shot for Omicron. When you get up to about the 10th shot, maybe you stop and think about what I'm saying here. Maybe you're walking to a health food store. I don't know. You might not go that far. That might be just too far for you. I don't know. But they tell me all disease is a result of resistance to your natural self. You forgot who you were. You thought you knew better. Can't fool Mother Nature. My lines are open. I still got a little more time, guys. My phone number is area code 563-999-3531. This is part of the show I call Your Time to Shine. My chat room is open. I'm taking questions, comments, concerns. I'm monitoring that chat. And I'll respond in that chat. All right, let me give you a little bit more music as you might decide to engage in this conversation. I don't know, but here we go. It's your time. Thank you. And you've been listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every weekday night, Monday through Friday, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. You never know what the subject's going to be, so make sure you hit that follow button on our site, upper right-hand corner of our site. You'll be notified when we're live. Also, there's a share button. Make sure that if you know others who might be interested in this and discussing this topic or just listening to this broadcast, share it with them. Can't hurt, guys, if you know they're interested in this subject. And this is a call-in show, so they'll be able to even participate in the discussion on this subject because of the show for that very specific activity. Both chat room and open line. My name is Gary. I'm your host. I want to thank everybody who listened in for listening in tonight. Don't forget, all of our shows are on demand. This show, about an hour from after we're done tonight, will be on that on-demand section. So if you can stay for the whole thing, or if you'd like to get back to it, it's always going to be there in my on-demand section. Just come to my site, pick your topic, boom. And you listen to it at your leisure. Don't cost you nothing. And so, thank you for listening, everyone who did tonight. I'll be here. I will see you tomorrow. You'll hear me. I'll be audio tomorrow night. I'll be here, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Take care. I want to wish everybody good night. Buenas noches. Bono Note. Ciao. Let me give you a little music as we go out.
Thank you.